Three's really important to me because if you're going to be good at identifying and identifying controls and confounds and evaluating research, whether it's your own, your students, your colleagues, or if you're reviewing articles or grants, you have to have some system in your head for how to look for controls and confounds. One of the principles on which this course is based is that I have to teach you the things to look for and get you to actively look for them, because both perceptual and cognitive psychology tell us that we are much better at looking for things than looking at them. And so we have to have a list of things to look for. So the types of variables are the same eight that we used in exam one. There's IVs, there's DVs. There's three kinds of subject variables. Subject variable constants, where everybody has the same value. Subject variable controls, where different people have different values, but they're the same on average between conditions. And subject variable confounds, where different people have different values, and those values are different on average across conditions. And that's the level of explanation that I want in the essay question. Don't just use the words. Tell me the difference between a subject constant, a subject control, and a subject confound. There are three kinds of procedural variables. There are procedural variable constants, where everybody is given the same value as part of the procedure. There are procedural variable controls, where different people have different values, but those values are the same on average between the conditions. And there are procedural variable confounds, where different people have different values on those procedural variables, and there are mean differences across the conditions. How one decides the role of a variable in a particular study? We gave you one script. There's two scripts laying out there. One script is given on the variable explication handout. You start with whether it's measured or manipulated. You decide if it's the IV or the DV. If no, you go on. You decide if it's reasonably a constant. You decide if it's a matching or yoking variable. You decide if the design used counterbalancing or random assignment. If the answer to all of them is no, then it's a confound. So that's one good script that we tore from the hearts and minds of a lot of experts. The other slightly different script is given in the demo for quiz 3. Which again starts with determining if it's subject variable or procedural variables, at the IV or the DV, then focusing on subject variables versus focusing on manipulated variables. This one is used less often than the other one, but the people who use it really like it and use it really quickly. You know, there's two kinds of people in the world, those that divide people up into two kinds and those that don't. This seems to be one of the two kinds of people. Whether people want to think about the design holistically and think about it as a variable, or if they want to think about it procedurally, or if they want to think about it variably. Yeah. Whether they want to focus on the design or want to focus on the variable. Both work just fine, and in some research we ran, we were able to move people back and forth between the two quite well. We could move experts back and forth between the two with no problem. We could move 450 students back and forth between them in about three trials of practice. We could move 350 students back and forth between the two in less than a dozen trials of practice. And so it is an adoptable thing. Now, to answer question 3, I don't care if you pick one and could give it back to me because it's in your head. Pick the other because you can give it back to me because it's in your head, or make up your own. All I care is that it's complete and that somehow it will get you to all eight kinds of variables. Some people are much more holistic. Some people are much more linear. I want to be sure that you have something that works. It certainly doesn't have to be mine. I've tried to figure out what I do, and I think what I do is really dependent on how somebody's telling me the story, which approach I use. If they're telling me about variables, I seem to do it that way. If they're telling me about designs, I tend to do it that way. It's one of the advantages of doing this stuff all day, every day. You get a chance to get pretty good at it. It's very fun.